Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INGC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another. Thankful Thursday and sweet hour of prayer. We pray every Tuesdays through Fridays from 6 to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. Amen. So our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it vests your trespasses to one another, and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God.
and unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. He The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name.
You're listening to
you should be thankful just to be alive. A family
Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all 9 of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, amen, amen, and amen. And again, I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, and this is our Thankful Thursday and Sweet Hour of Prayer. If you have something that you want to thank God for what he has done in your life or even brought you safely through another day, call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. So call in your prayer request. I'm sure there is somebody out there that wants prayer for a family member, a friend, even a neighbor or an enemy. But whatever it is that God puts on your heart to ask prayer for, we are here to pray with you. Amen. Praise be to God. So call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. And at 7 p.m., our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. You don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily with what thus says the Lord. Amen. Praise God. In the meantime, I will play another selection. Also, I hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music. Amen. Praise God.
an enemy who wants to provide for you. It's only trying to game and bribe you. Before world peace is felt, we have to find peace with self. The solution isn't even a hard one. Peace only comes from God's Son. Counseling and common sense can all be obtained at a small expense, just by keeping hearts and minds wide open, and taking the proverbs that was spoken. Every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song from the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God, cause every Christian needs a good word. I wrote a song from the book of Proverbs. These instructions had to be heard. Now meditate daily on the word of God.
You're listening to
I know. life can be a blip sometimes. Seem like as soon as you get one step forward, it'll knock you back three steps. Listen here. You might be feeling that life is getting you down. Like dreaming you're falling and you don't want to hit the ground. No, no. You're wondering when your ship will come in. Sitting on the dock of the bay, but you just can't win. I know a savior who died for your sins. Just open your heart and let him come in. The quickening spirit, quickening spirit, the quickening spirit, quickening spirit, quickening spirit, receive your healing.
God, everybody, it is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Praise be to God. The title of this message is So Helpful. And the scripture reading is coming from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 through 11, where it says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, amen? Amen. It says in 1 Peter 4, 7 through 11, the end of the world is coming soon. Therefore, earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. God has given each of you a gift from this great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gifts, the gift of speaking? Then speak a thought. Excuse me. Then speak through God himself through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, in these scriptures, verses 7 through 9, we should live expectantly because Christ is coming soon. Getting ready to meet Christ involves continually growing in love for God and for others. It is important to pray regularly and to reach out to needy people. Your possessions, status, and power will mean nothing in God's kingdom, but you will spend eternity with other people. Invest your time and talents where they will make an eternal difference. Our abilities should be faithfully used in serving others. Amen? Praise be to God. None are for our own exclusive enjoyment. Some people, well aware of their abilities, believe that they have the right to use their abilities as they please. Others feel that they have no special talent at all. Peter addresses both groups in these verses. Everyone has some gifts. Find yours and use them. Peter mentioned speaking and serving. Paul lists these and other abilities in Romans 12, 6 through 8 and 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 11 and also Ephesians 4 and 11. Even as you seek to discover your gifts, if you see a need in the church, seek to meet it. You may find gifts in areas you might not have guessed it. Amen? So how is God glorified when we use our abilities, when we use them as he directs? To help others, they will see Jesus in us and glorify him for the help they have received. And Peter also may have been thinking of Jesus' words, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father in Matthew 5 and 16. Praise be to God. The text for this message is coming from Romans 12 and 13. Praise God. One second. Amen. There we go. In Romans 12:13, where it says, share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Amen. Again, the title of this message is so helpful. The writer says, the caller to the Christian radio station said that his wife was coming home from the hospital following surgery. Then he shared something that spoke deeply to my heart. Everyone in our church family has been so helpful in taking care of us during this time. When I heard this simple statement, it reminded me of the value and necessity of Christian hospitality and care. I began to think that the love and support of fellow believers for one another is one of the greatest ways to demonstrate the life-changing power of the gospel. In 1 Peter, the apostle was writing a letter to be circulated among the first century church in what's now the country of Turkey. In that letter, he compelled his readers to do something that his friend Paul wrote about in Romans 12:13. Practice hospitality, Peter said. Love each other deeply. Offer hospitality. And he told them to use the gifts God gave them to serve others. Peter 4:8-10. These are clear directions to all believers in Jesus for how we are to treat fellow believers. All of us know people like that caller's wife, those who need someone to come alongside and show concern and Christ-like love. In God's strength, may we be among the ones who are noted for being so helpful. Amen. Praise be to God. Question. What has God equipped you to do for those in need? And how has God revealed his own hospitable nature? Think about those two questions. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, help us to look around for people who need an encouraging word or action from us. Help them, then help us offer hospitality to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Again, this is our sweet hour of prayer and our thankful Thursday. We are here every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. praying for you and for all of those who are in need of prayer. Amen. So all you have to do is call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory forever and ever. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, which is our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry down in Arizona. Is going to come and bless us this evening with a mighty word from God on this thankful and holy Thursday. Praise be to God.
The heart of his spirit. Six words.
in the path of righteousness. Chosen to serve the King of Kings, the Son of God walked this earth, bringing grace to the undeserved, crucified in our place, forgiving sin, interceding the heart.
Yeah. Let's say it for somebody. Just one more time, choir. Tell them what it is, the promise. Ready to start a business, a practice, yeah, write a book, score a film, somebody's gonna walk out of here and go right into their inheritance. Come on, tell them what it is. Say it's
yours. It's yours, it's yours, it's your inheritance.
Wave your hand as you know you're gonna go get it.
Amen. Praise be to God. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry, who's going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. So while we're waiting on our speaker, I will play another selection on this holy and thankful thirst, Bread of Life by Fred Hammond. Praise be to God.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, say it now. Come on.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread.
and downs and glory.
Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Awesome ruler, gentle redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you
are an awesome ruler, gentle redeemer, God with us, the living truth, what a friend.
But when we put it all together, this is what we'd like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call.
Come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise be to God. It's in your hands.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. I am excited. I am excited. There's so much to be excited for. I'm trying to tell you, this is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Thursday afternoon. I have so much to be excited about. My baby girl. Oh, my baby girl, y'all. My oldest granddaughter, Samaya. Today is her birthday. Woo-hoo!
Yay! Yay! Happy birthday. Praise
Yay! Oh, my goodness. That's our oldest granddaughter, and today is her birthday. Oh, my goodness. And today is also her grandfather on her father's side, his birthday. So she's just smiling, I'm sure. We
Amen.
Have so much to be grateful for. Today is
yes.
April 1st. It's mm-hmm. the first Thursday of the month. My goodness, I haven't had that happen to me in a long time. But I'm so glad it happened. I'm trying to tell you, I'm really excited. Let me tell y'all what happened to me yesterday. Yesterday, I was thinking about all of this that's going on. And so I said, well, I want to take communion. It's Holy Week and all this is going on. I want to be in somebody's communion. Then I went, just take communion by yourself, you and your husband. I said, okay, I'll do that. I'll do that. I'll do that. I take it on the first Sunday because I know they take communion.
Yes.
And here's the thing. I was thinking it in my mind. I never said it out loud. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so this morning, anybody that knows me, I am not an early bird. Don't talk to me in the morning. I can't function in the morning. I'm trying to run, get ready, get dressed, and get out. And this morning I got up, it was like 4:40. So I looked down at the thing. I said, why did it rain? I said, oh, it's not daylight.
And we got pizza and hot wings and salad right
4:40,
there.
4:40, whoever that is, please put your phone on mute for me, please. Put your phone on mute, please. Thank you. Mute your phones, okay, so we don't hear the background noises. But thank you, guys. So this morning was 4:40. So I'm looking at 4:40 and going, whoa, you know what? T.D. Jakes and all them, they're preaching on the East Coast because it's 7:40 there. I said, oh, so I got up, ran and lived on Turner TV. I saw Mr. T.D. Jakes. He was inside the kitchen. I said, no, I want a real word because I figured he was in the kitchen. So I turned to somebody. I said, no, I want a real word, you know, because I'm thinking it's East. I want y'all to really be pumping me up. And so I went through so many, and I ended going back to Mr. T.D. Jakes. I went back to T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes said, this morning, it's like no other morning. I said, what did you say? Mm-hmm. He said, because in the middle of this pandemic, we about to take communion. I said, sweet Jesus. Mm-hmm. Woo! Mm-hmm. You guys don't know how I feel. Because I know when God starts manifesting my thoughts, okay, it may not mean nothing to you, but let me tell you, it ought to, because you know what that means? That means that God is saying, Kathy, I hear you.
Yes.
I didn't open my mouth. I didn't say it out loud. I thought it. And when God manifested, that means he's saying, Kathy, I hear you.
Amen.
Now, to some, that might be good news, and to some, it may not. Guess why? Because, oh, my goodness, glory to God, don't make me preach too soon. Because though your thoughts may not be as pure as I want to take communion. But guess what? Regardless what your thoughts are, he hears you.
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh. He's not like
God.
Satan, make believe. He's a real ordeal. He hears you. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God.
Thank you
for waking us up this morning. Clothing our right minds, divine healings within our bodies. You
yes,
saw fit
Lord.
To allow us to see another day. And for that, we say thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy name, oh God. We lift you up high above the earth, oh God. You said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. And this is the season that everybody is celebrating. You, oh, my goodness, how you drew us in. And so, God, the work is not done.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You were finished, but our work began. And that means all of us have got to spread the good news. Let somebody know about the gospel of Jesus. My goodness, yeah. Let them know about our Lord and Savior. All he's done, all he's doing, and all that he's going to do for all of us. My goodness, God, I love you. I thank you for this word on this afternoon, oh God. I pray that your word does not fall on deaf ears, that somebody is going to hear something and say, what must I do to be saved? We bless your holy name. Have your way right now, oh God. We ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
I was at work. I told you about this time difference. The time difference is like 7:30 over there, 4 o'clock. I said, 7 o'clock over there, 4 o'clock over here. I told my brother, I said, Pastor, you think I could go a little early today? I got to preach. Pastor's like, why she all scary? Yeah, go ahead. He said, bless you. You know, I love him. He's got such a sweet spirit.
Yes,
he got a sweet, sweet spirit, and I bless God for sending me his way. But anyway, he let me go. Then I get on the road, because you know I ain't never on the road at 3:30 trying to make it here to 4. And there's all this school traffic. School buses taking their time, putting on lights, opening the doors when they cross over the railroad track. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, Lord, you are so sweet, because guess what? I had my earphones. I said, if I got to pull over in this shopping mall and start preaching, you know I will. That's what it was going to be. But he moved the traffic. He parted the Red Sea. My goodness, glory to God. I told you I was excited today. He parted the Red Sea so I could drive right on through. I said, thank you, Lord. I scooted through the door. And 5 minutes before, got my gear. I said, oh, God, I love you. And then I dialed on in. Everybody, get ready for this word. It is an awesome, awesome word.
Amen.
God is speaking to who? All of us.
Yes.
He is not just speaking to you. He is speaking to me, too. I keep telling y'all, I've got to taste it before I serve it. Come on now.
Amen.
So he's speaking to all of us. And we are going to have a good time with this word today. Woo, he's going to keep it short and sweet. My goodness, glory to God. Uh-oh. Thank you, Holy Ghost. See, that's why it helps to have a relationship with God's Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, I told y'all, sometimes I say Holy Ghost, but I can't say it all the time because it offends some people. They want me to say Holy Spirit. But like I told y'all, the way you can't see him, he's the Spirit. But I will be good, because I don't want to offend nobody. I'm going to say Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost as it comes through my lips. But anyhow, so I told y'all the Holy Spirit doesn't let me do things I'm not supposed to. I'll get ready to go right into the word. He backed me up. Hold on, Kathy. Slow that plane down. You get ready to crash and you ain't even left the runway. Woo! I said, okay, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. And so, see, I told you, Holy Ghost come out with that so long. So, he says, you got to give honor where honor is due. I have to honor the man of God, Apostle R.D. Wiggins, the visionary of this program, not of Block Talk Radio, but of this team that's on Block Talk Radio. He brought us together, got us started. So we bless God for the man of God, Apostle R.D. Wiggins. We bless God for his assistant pastor, Evangelist Hilda. Thank God for her.
Bless you.
All that she does behind the scenes, on the scenes, anything. I say it all the time because she's always doing something to make sure this program goes forth without a hitch. That everybody, anybody that wants to hear this word is going to hear it loud and clear. So we bless God for Evangelist Hilda. We thank God for our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. Y'all don't know. Last week I heard her voice. I was jumping in shock. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because Mother was under the weather. And I'm telling you, when Mother get under the weather, you might as well go under the weather with her. Because Mother is the wisdom, the backbone for the line. She keeps us, in line. She's like, young lady, you're stepping out of line. You know, it's the way she talks to us that lets us know, I done said something wrong. You know, so we bless God for our words of wisdom with Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is an awesome woman of God there in the background. We thank God for all of the fivefold leaders. Dr. Verlene Turner, Prophetess Washington, Apostle Jackson. All of these people are out there in different parts of the vineyard still doing the work of the Lord. And we bless God for all of them. And we got to continue to lift them up because they're part of this team. Huh? You know, oh, my goodness, glory to God. Once you become part of a team, it doesn't matter where you are. You're still doing the work. So we're all a team, right? Mm-hmm. I might be in North Dakota. You might be in New York. You might be in South Carolina. It doesn't matter. We're all a team. So we bless God for the team members. Amen. We thank God for our very own Pastor Stephen Dubose, who is the senior pastor of Led by God's Christian Ministry and the love of my life. And I am the co-pastor of Led by God Christian Ministry. And we're now in Phoenix, Arizona.
Amen.
I told you I'm feeling good, good, good. Well, here's the thing. I got to tell y'all the truth. I got an audience of one. Because when God let me know he could hear me, I had to make sure today, when you hear me, my goodness, glory to God. When you hear me, you'll be pleased with me. So I'm trying to show out for my daddy, y'all. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I want the Father to be pleased with me.
Yes.
I don't want him to say, my daughter, I know you're not. Well, if you call me my daughter, I must be your daughter. But there's times when you don't act like my daughter. So those are the times when I say, I know you're not, but you're still my daughter.
Amen.
Somebody's going, wow, okay. Don't you know that my mama, my natural mother and my natural father did that to me? My mother would look at us and go, I don't know whose child you are. I might have gave birth to you, but you are certainly not acting like you're mine. And we go, what does that mean? We still yours? Not right now, you're not. You ever had your mom and daddy in the same room and you acting a fool doing something you ain't got no business doing? And your mother looks at your father and says, you better get your child. And you go, I'm both of y'all's child. Not right now. You his child right now. That's your daughter. I had some fun growing up. Through all the beatings, I had some fun. Here we go. Bless God for all of you that are tuned in today. We pray that you will hear exactly what you need to hear that's going to breathe life over your situation, strengthen you, encourage you, and draw you closer to the Father. Ah, yes, Lord. Here we go. We are in the middle of your Bible, all the way in the back, you know, in the Old Testament. Yeah. Before you get to Psalms, go back a little bit. We are coming out of Jeremiah chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Jeremiah chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Bless God for all of our listeners. We pray to hear God's voice through it all. Amen.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Here we go. Bless your word, Father. Righteous are you, O Lord, when I plead before you. Yet, about your judgment, I wish to contend with you. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all the faithless live at ease? You planted them, and they have taken root. They have grown and produced fruit. My goodness, glory to God. That was a good one right there. You are ever on their lips, but far from their heart. But you know me, O Lord. You see me and test my heart towards you. Drag away the wicked like sheep to the slaughter and set them apart for the day of carnage. Verse 4, how long will the land mourn and the grass of every field be withered? Because of the evil of its residents, the animals and birds have been swept away. For the people have said, he cannot see what our end will be. My goodness, may the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen?
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. This is a good word. You know how it is, but I don't know if you know. When God gives you a word, right, and you preach that word, A few months later, he give you the word again, and you preach that word again. Then a few months later, he give you. You say, well, good Lord, how could all this meat have been in there? I didn't see all this. I told you. It's a neck bone. Y'all know what happens with a neck bone? That meat be all down in the nooks and crannies. You digging, trying to get it all. And it'd be the same word, same old neck bone, but there's still more meat in there. And somebody else will come, I know you ain't throwing that away. Ain't no more meat on it. And they take it, they break it open, and there's a whole bunch of meat up under that little bone. You go, what in the world? Come on now. That's how, glory to God. That's how God's word is. It's always meat beyond the meat. You think you finished, you think you got it all, and God said, dig a little deeper. And the Holy Ghost said, open your eyes, Captain, so you can see. Open my eyes. Whoa, okay, here we go. Hear what he's saying. Now, guess who was talking? Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. The title of this message is Shame on You. Shame on You. Wow. I told this for all of us. My
Amen.
Goodness, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Shame on you. So the message is coming from God, but guess who he's using to speak it? Jeremiah. Jeremiah is known for being a weeping prophet, right? Now watch this. Come on, stay with me, y'all, because there's going to be a lot of meat in it. Jeremiah is known for being a weeping prophet. You know why? Because every time God gave him a judgment word to give to the people, Jeremiah would start crying on behalf of the people because he felt sorry for them. He wanted God to show mercy on them. He didn't want to deliver that word, right? So he'd be crying, ooh, the people in trouble, ooh, I don't want to see them get hurt. You know, my kids used to do it all the time. The little one, you know, he done got the bigger one in trouble. He got the older one in trouble. And then when he see the older one getting ready to get a beating, he'll start crying. And you look back at him and go, what you crying for? I don't want him to get a beating. I don't want him to get a beating. Well, what you tell me for? I don't know. I told you going to just say something to him. No, that requires a beating if he hurts you. And the same thing here. Jeremiah was always weeping because he didn't want the people to get beat.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted God, my goodness, glory to God. He wanted God to have mercy on them. He wanted God to forgive them, to give them another chance.
Yeah,
because his heart went out for the people. So with that being said, this is Jeremiah talking. Jeremiah said, righteous are you, O Lord, when I pleaded before you. Yet, did you hear his tone? He says, yet, about your judgment, I wish to contend with you. I'm sorry. What did you just say? Now, imagine me going to my mama. Mom, I love the way you take care of us. I mean, you make sure we eat. You keep a roof over our heads. You always clothe our body. You just treat us so well. But I need to tell you about your behavior, Mom. Some things I don't like about you. Ooh, before I get the life out of my mouth, she be gonna slap my teeth right out of my mouth. And come on now. You know that you cannot go to your parent any kind of way. I don't know, some of them do it today, but back in the day, you weren't allowed to disrespect your parents, right? You had respect for your parents. And so, no, I couldn't tell my mother, I love the way you do this. But yet, you've been doing some things I don't like. Oh, no. No. You was never going to come at them like that, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is how Jeremiah is coming before the Lord. He says, you got some things about your judgments I wish to contend with. He says, I need to know, why does the way of the wicked continue to prosper? What's that about, Lord? Ooh, I'm sorry. Who are you talking to? I know I said I call you friend, but we not friends like that. The last person that thought they was on my level, now they call him devil. He thought he was on his level,
yes.
But now he's a devil. And he's gotten kicked out.
Amen.
So we can't approach the throne. We can't come before a holy God and try to talk any kind of way to him. He is not our buddy, our pal, our sister, our brother. No, he's God.
Amen.
Deserving of our respect.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. The God that we serve, he deserves that. Why? He created us. Come on now. You know, back in the day, we said we respect our mama. She gave birth to me. She did this for me. She watched over me. She fed me. She protected me. And so we respected her. We don't let people come and disrespect our mama, right, or our daddy, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
right. What about our God?
Mm.
Come on now. What about our God?
Amen.
Now, here's Jeremiah. You know, back in the day, I got to keep saying back in the day because that's where I got it from, back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day, my mom and them would say, oh, you're smelling yourself now. You know, when you're acting all mannish, like you're so grown and you still a kid, she said, oh, you're smelling yourself.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I believe that's what happened with Jeremiah. Right? Mm-hmm. But he ain't the only one. Don't get it twisted. He ain't the only one. Right? Moses, all of them got to the place where they thought it was all about them and they did this. Moses. Smoke the rock, Moses. Moses going to slam the rock. He was getting on my nerves. And he forgot that it was not about him. It
Amen.
Was about God who was directing him.
That's right.
Come on now.
Yes.
Look at Isaiah. Isaiah said, I'm the only one left. God said, ooh, you got it twisted. You are not the only one left that I can use.
That's
Get
right.
that out your mind. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Mm. So Jeremiah wasn't the only one. And even now, oh, my goodness, help me, Holy Ghost. I don't want to get in trouble, but you know I am. So here's the thing. Even now, you got some of God's people that have forgotten that anointing belongs to God. That's not them operating on their own.
No.
That's just them taking the credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know? Because they let people lift them up and glorify them and bow down to them. I have seen people go before pastors and bow down. I said, oh, my goodness. What is going on in here? Mm-hmm. Somebody tried to do it to one of my old pastors. She said, don't you bow before me. You try to get me killed. And back then, I didn't know what it meant. And so she said to me, she looked at me and she looked at them. She said, I am not God. You will not glorify me.
Amen.
Don't you bow down to me.
That's right.
And I went, oh, okay. Amen. And then she showed us in the scripture where God says, we are to glorify no man. The glory belongs to the Lord. The last person tried to steal his glory, he got killed. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, glory to God. Because
yes.
the glory belongs to the Lord. You don't bow down for no man and no woman. I don't care how much you like them, how good of a speaker they are, how knowledgeable they are about the word. You bow down to God and God alone.
Amen. Amen.
But here's old Jeremiah.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremiah got beside himself. Jeremiah said, look here, I want to talk to you about your judgment. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all the faithless live at ease?
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you doing something about this, God? And look at Jeremiah. He really got cool. He said, you planted them here, and they have taken root. You, look, God. He said, they have grown and produced fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah's so crazy. Mm-hmm. He forgot he was just an anointed man of God. Okay. Yes, they have produced fruit, but you don't know what kind of fruit it is.
That's right.
You don't know if it's a lemon or an apple. You don't know if it's bitter or sweet. You don't know what's inside that fruit. But God knows. Come on now.
He does. Amen.
And then he says, but Lord, you know me. You've seen me. You've tested me. You know my heart. I live in a manner that is pleasing unto you. I do whatever you ask me to do. You know me, God. I'm not like that. And God is, I can imagine God standing there like my mama used to look at me with her eye twitching. say as soon as you finish talking. Go ahead, keep talking. Keep talking. And me with my foolish self, I keep talking. I will keep talking, not knowing I'm burying myself alive. You know, because she waiting to zone in with the kill. And so God just standing there and letting Jeremiah have his way and say what he needs to say. Jeremiah said, you know me. I'm not like them. He said, I'm the good guy. I belong to you. And I can only imagine God looking at him going, really? You belong to who? You belong to who? Because that behavior right there, that doesn't come from me. Huh? But it does come from the Father of lies. And he's lied to you to make you think that that behavior is mine. That's not my behavior. Huh? That belongs to the Father of lies.
That's
yeah.
Right.
I would never, never, never teach you guys to go before the throne of God in such a manner. Huh? No. He said, in fact, what I told you to do, I said, humble yourself. Not get proud and ignorant. Huh? No. Mm-hmm. I said, humble yourself.
Humble.
And you come at me like this, but go ahead, Jeremiah, keep talking. Jeremiah said, I'm one of yours. I'm like you. Can you imagine God saying, Jeremiah, you serve a merciful God.
Amen.
You serve a forgiving God.
Yes.
You serve a long-suffering God.
Yes.
Right? Can you imagine God saying that to Jeremiah? Or better yet, like my mama did, she wouldn't say nothing. She'd give me the look, and that look told it all. I knew everything she
Come
said
on now.
In that
yes,
sentence without opening her
yes.
mouth. All she did was look at me.
Uh-huh. Didn't
and
have
I
to
went,
say
oh,
a word.
Okay. Because I heard what she said with her eyes. Jeremiah got so good. He says, how long will the land mourn and the grass of every field be withered? Huh? Because of the evilness of these residents. Ooh, my goodness, glory to God. He said the animals, the birds, have been swept away. Oh, my goodness. He said, how long are you going to let this go on? How long are you going to wait before you do something? You see what they're doing? They're killing the land. You're messed up now. They're doing what, Jeremiah? They're killing the land, the birds in the air. All this is withering up. They're killing the what, Jeremiah? The land. God said, that's why it's in my word. My goodness, y'all stay with me on this ride. That's why it's in my word. If my people who are called by my name would turn away from their wicked ways,
come on.
Then I will heal the land. He didn't say if the world would turn away from their wicked ways. He said, my people.
That's right.
And Jeremiah, guess what? Just like you just said, you're one of mine. Huh? But what you're doing right here, this kind of lack of mercy coming out of your mouth, I have to look at you and say, you too need to turn away from your wicked ways. Because Jeremiah, I don't think you remember that you were once like them, right? Shame on you, Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
All have sinned.
That's right.
Including the prophet Jeremiah.
Yes.
So you've done some things too, Jeremiah, that I had to clean you up before I could use you. How dare you warn me not to show others mercy?
That's right.
Shame on you.
Yes.
If you know me, Jeremiah, like you say I know you, my sheep know me. They know my voice.
Yes, they do.
Well, if you know me, Jeremiah, then you know that I'm a merciful, forgiving, loving God.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you tell me what you telling me? And guess what Jeremiah said? He said, look here, take them. My goodness, he's going to tell God how to do them. He says, drag away the wicked like sheep. Like what, Jeremiah? Like sheep. Oh, so pretend they sheep. Yeah. Drag them away like sheep to the slaughter and set them apart for the day when they are going to be slaughtered. Drag them away like sheep, Jeremiah? Yeah. Well, Jeremiah, you must don't know me that well, because do you not remember that I said I have sheep that haven't come in yet?
Yeah, that's right.
And funny that you should say, drag them away like sheep. They are sheep. They just haven't come in yet.
Amen.
Huh? They haven't come in yet. And guess what? If you keep on reading all the way down to 12, 10, 11, you will see that God was giving them ample time to turn away from their wicked ways.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Now, just imagine, Jeremiah, if when you were acting like them, and trust me, you were, because all have sinned. When you were acting like them, just imagine the people that were in your shoes if I would have done what they wanted me to do to you. They just take them away like sheep and slaughter them. Just imagine that, Jeremiah. Had I done that, you wouldn't be here today.
Oh. Huh?
An ambassador for Christ you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, come on now. Jeremiah, you got to know better. Shame on you.
Yes.
Shame on you that you would even imply that there's no mercy in me, that there's no grace, that there's no forgiveness, that there's no long suffering, that I'm not a patient God. I waited for you to come in.
Come on now. Yes, he did.
Shame on you, Jeremiah. I've got to give them an opportunity to turn away from their wicked way. And then if they don't turn, I will make the decision to judge them. You don't tell me who to judge. The same way you don't tell me who to have mercy on.
All right.
Wow. My goodness. Glory to God. Shame on you. Because what's happening is God is talking to Jeremiah. But right now, he's talking to us. Because you know we serve a right now God. And a right now God always comes forth with a right now word.
Yes.
And right now, the word is saying, shame on you. Just because you're saved to turn around and look at somebody and ask me to slaughter them. You have forgotten where I brought you from.
Yes, we do. Yes.
There was one, only one that was without sin. And he paid the price for your sin.
Yes, he did. Thank you.
You are not him.
Thank you.
And because you are not him, you sin yourself. Your sins in your little crazy mind may be different from her sins or his sins or his sins or their sins. But sin is sin.
Yes, it is.
None is better than the other. None outweighs the other. It doesn't matter if you stole a dime or if you stole $1,000. You still a thief.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you told a white lie, black lie, yellow lie. You still a liar.
Yes.
And so God says, the father of lies has been lying to my people to make them think they above the law. Okay? They can't show mercy. They can't forgive. They can't love on. Where are you getting that? I came to love on them. Who told you you were so great with your little stinky self that you can look down on somebody and say, slaughter them? I gave you time to turn away from your wicked ways. I gave them time. I gave them time. And I'm going to give these time.
Yes.
To turn away from their wicked ways. I am God. I change not. I will show mercy to everybody. Whether or not they receive it, that's on them. But I will show mercy.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God.
God says, shame on you, Jeremiah. But not only Jeremiah. He says, shame on you, Billy. Shame on you, Sharon. Shame on you, Kathy. Shame on you, shame on you, shame on you. If you look at these people as being different from you, they are sheep too. They just haven't come in yet.
Yes.
And I have to love on them till they do, because it's through love and kindness that I draw them.
Yes. Thank you.
How do you think you got drawn in? I was loving on you.
Yes.
And you were drawn into that window of love.
Yes, Lord.
Come on now. Jeremiah was known to be a weeping prophet. But, my goodness, go to God. I preached it on Sunday, and God's saying it again. He said, had to tell him again, I didn't come for the righteous. Okay?
That's right.
I came for the sinner man.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah is weeping over the ones that belong to me.
Yeah.
If you weeping, what do you think I'm doing? Because I'm looking at my people that are called by my name.
Yes.
In their wicked way, telling me to kill somebody else because they're wicked. What they say? Isn't that the pot calling the kettle black or something like that?
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. We are not the judge.
No,
we are not the jury. Huh? We don't sit in that box with God. That's who's in the box, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and you are neither one of them.
That's right.
You don't get to say anything about anybody, right? The only thing you're supposed to do is display the love of God.
Yes.
And that means show mercy, forgiveness, kindness, tenderness. Be patient with people. How long I got to forgive 70 times 7? That's a mighty long time.
Long time.
Well, how long do you think I've been forgiving you? Ooh. Lord, what you say? How long you think I've been forgiving you? Do you hear me now?
Hey.
But, Lord, I ain't always been doing wrong. You were born in sin.
Thank you.
My goodness, glory to God. That made a tear pop in my eyes. Should have made a tear pop in yours. Because you thought you were so, so good. I don't know about you, but I used to think I was so, so good till God showed me.
Come on.
And all of your goodness, look at this filth. And I went, who that is? That ain't me.
Yes, it is.
I woke up from my sleep trying to find everybody I could, asking them to forgive me. Because I did some things I didn't even know I was doing to hurt people. Jokes hurt people if you're talking about something that's real in their life.
Yeah.
If Sally got big lips and you talk about Sally big lips, you just hurt her feelings.
Yes.
You think she want to be walking around with big lips? No.
Mm-mm.
If Brenda is fat and you talk about Brenda, you just hurt her feelings. You think she don't want to be slim?
Amen.
And God forbid, the ones that go after people that can't even protect themselves.
Come on.
Huh?
Now.
I'm not proud to say. I've got family members that have done it, you know, going after kids because they, ooh, look, they retarded. Ooh, look, they fat. Ooh, look, they dark. They blue-black.
Yeah.
What in the world is blue-black? And I'm telling you, I was one of them. I would call somebody blue-black in a minute, didn't even know what blue-black was.
Exactly.
In my mind, I was thinking the person was so dark they looked blue. Come on now.
That's...
So when God said we all have sinned, I have to put myself in Jeremiah's position. Why? Because I have spoken like Jeremiah. There were times when I said things I had no business saying. Who am I to ask God not to forgive somebody, not to be merciful with them? Who are you to do it?
No.
Thank God. There's only one God.
Yes.
Just one.
Thank you, God.
Your pastor is not your God. Your bishop is not your God.
No.
Your apostle is not your God. The prophet that you love so much, that is not your God. That computer is not your God. Facebook is not your God. Your husband is not your God. Your wife is not your God. Your mother is not your God. Your father is not your God. There's only one God.
One. Hallelujah.
And he's not a human being. So stop cherishing these people and worshiping them and loving on them and giving them all your time and giving none to God.
That's right. Yes, they do.
You can stay out with somebody all night long and never be sleepy. Open up the Bible. 2 seconds later, you fall asleep.
Asleep, yes.
The Bible isn't a sleeping pill.
Tell it, Pastor. Yes.
It's the instructions that you need before you leave this earth. It is not a sleeping pill.
Come on now.
People go to church, sit up front, and go to sleep.
Yes, they do.
Well, if you knew you were tired, why not sit in the back? Because that's a distraction for the pastor.
Yes,
I'm running up and down
is.
Preaching my hardest, and I see people in the front row with their arms folded, falling asleep. Come on now. You got no respect for God's word. Did you hear what I said? I said no respect for God's word.
God's
I didn't say
word.
No respect for Kathy. I said
That's
no
right.
respect for
God's
word.
That's right. That's right, Pastor.
Right now, God is saying shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know why he's saying it right now? Because this is Holy Week. Yeah,
yes.
They're remembering me right now that I died on the cross for their sins.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to bring up some of their sins.
Come on,
so they
man.
Realize, step away from it now. Because just like he said when Jeremiah was talking, why the wicked living so good? They got grass, they got this, they producing fruit. And God said, you think they living good?
Huh?
What I told you about envy.
Yes.
What I told you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
About coveting what another man or woman has. Mind your business. You don't know their story. You don't know how it's going to end. But watch this, man. I got to come in for clothes. Jeremiah says, as he said all these, and he told God to go ahead and slaughter them like sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And God is saying, shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Shame on you. It wasn't that he wasn't a weeping prophet and his heart was touched for God's people. His heart had grown cold for the wicked, for the sinner man.
Yeah.
How can your heart grow cold for the sinner man when you're a servant of the Most High God and you have been sent to the sinner man?
Come on now.
Wow. So God had to do what? He had to warmen his heart up, just like King David said, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me.
Yes.
My spirit ought to be loving and kind and merciful.
Yes, Lord. Mm-mm.
And wanting to see you have mercy on the people.
Yes.
Give them an opportunity to turn away from their wicked ways like you did me and her and her and him.
Yes.
All of us. You've given all of us an opportunity to turn away from those things that are not pleasing in your sight.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And then Jeremiah says, he says, for the people are saying, he cannot see what our end will be. Right? The people were saying all his predictions are nothing but delusion. Right? Jeremiah ain't nothing but a man like us. He don't even know if he's going to be here tomorrow to see what God do to us, telling us all this stuff. So Jeremiah felt, they laughing at me. I'm a prophet, and they laughing at me because they saying I don't even know how they end going to be. So I believe, and this is not God, I believe Jeremiah got mad because they were laughing at him. And he said, slaughter them. They wicked anyhow.
That's
what I believe. Because they were laughing at him.
Because
he told so God, they laughing at me, saying I'm not going to be here when they end come. What kind of prophet is he? He don't know nothing. We don't got to do what he say. No, you don't have to do what I say, but you have to do what God uses my lips to say.
To say, yes.
So in other words, you're doing what God is saying, not what Kathy's saying. Because when Kathy starts speaking, trust me, you'll know it's Kathy. Because you'll go, where'd she get that nonsense? You'll know that it's not God. Why? Because the spirit that is within me, it should be the same spirit within you, because God ain't but one spirit. Come on now.
All right.
And his spirit will attest to what's coming out of my mouth, whether or not it's from him or from me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He will sit there and let me say all of this stuff. And then he's either going to confirm what I said, that that's from the Father, because your spirit will receive it.
Yes.
Why? Because it's God's spirit within me speaking to the God spirit within you. So your spirit will receive it because you know that came from the Father. But if it's not from him, he's not going to confirm it, and you're not going to receive it. And don't get me wrong, there are times when God is speaking and you still don't receive it.
True.
But it doesn't mean God wasn't speaking. It just means you didn't want to receive it because you didn't want to change. You like your lifestyle. You like doing what you're doing. But because God is long-suffering, he's patient, he's merciful, he's forgiving, he's given everybody ample time to turn away from their wicked ways.
Amen.
My thing is, I just pray nobody runs out of time. Because God gives all of us time to turn away from our wicked ways.
Yes, he does.
But the person that went outside this morning and thought they was going to be coming back home tonight, and they got hit by a bus and they didn't make it, they ran out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And all we can say is, God, I pray they got their life right before they got taken up out of here.
Absolutely.
God is saying, shame on you if you're looking at a sinner man any different than the way I look at you. Wow. Wow. Because guess what? Their mistakes may be different from yours, but all of you are down there making mistakes.
Oh, yes, we are.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Even my best speaker is still making mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So shame on you if you're thinking that you're better than the next one because you claim to be a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
You are a child of God, but it doesn't mean you don't do things you ain't supposed to.
Come on now.
It means that I'm still working on you.
Yes.
I got to work a lot harder with them because they haven't come in yet.
Right.
But it doesn't mean I'm done with you.
That's right. Come on now.
Stop comparing yourself to others. Your thing is, if you are really my ambassador, you should be going to them with love and kindness and trying to help them get in. Don't push them further down by bringing up all of their wrongs.
Come on, Pastor. Tell them. Yes.
God is working through us. We're supposed to be God's extended hand, extending out to bring that person in. Don't beat them up when they down because they already know what they've done wrong. Let them know how much God loves them.
Yes.
God is not going to hold that against them once they come in. He's a forgiving, merciful God.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Grace and mercy brought me out. And it can bring you and you and you and you and you out.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
The same love God showed me, he wants to show you and you and you. It doesn't matter what you've done. He already knows.
Amen.
But he's still saying, if you come in today, I'm going to love on you. I'm going to wrap my arms around you. You're going to be in the family just like the rest of them. And remember, stop beating yourself up because all have sinned.
Yes.
I had to deliver all of them like I'm waiting to deliver you.
Yes.
Shame on you if you look at anybody worthless of God's love. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Hallelujah, Jesus, what a wonderful, wonderful word this evening. At this time, we're going to have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction, following a few words from our guests online. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Believe me when I tell you, the reason why God is saying shame on you because God is a forgiving God. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. And I'm telling you right now, it doesn't matter what you've done. All God wants you to do is turn away from your wicked ways and come on in. Where you walk into, you're walking into that marvelous light.
Yes.
Which way? Follow Jesus. That's the way to the Father. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is open up your mouth. Father God, I'm a sinner.
Yes.
Forgive me of my sins. I repent, Lord God. I believe that your son came and died on that cross for us, to pay the price for our sins. I believe that Jesus is your son that was sent here to pay the price for our sins. And then after that, you invite him in. You've got to acknowledge that you're a sinner, confess with your mouth that you believe Jesus does exist, and then extend the invitation to him. You're not waiting on an invitation from God. He's waiting on an invitation from you. You've got to say, come into my life, Lord God. I will make you my Lord and Savior. And after you do that, you ought to feel that warm embrace. And some people go, I felt the warmness come over me. Yeah,
yes.
That's the Spirit of God. He's wrapping his arms around you, loving on you, and telling you, I'm going to take all of your sins and throw them in the sea of forgetfulness.
Ooh,
why? Because he's not a God that holds anything against you. He's not trying to condemn you. He's trying to build you up and love on you.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
Your sins are being thrown in the sea of forgetfulness. He's not going to remember them no more. It's you that hold that against yourself. But God has already let it go. Because once he takes you in, you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And you've got to allow him to help you stay clean. Walk with him. How do you do that? Acknowledge him every day, and he'll direct your path. You said, come on, you know ain't nobody acknowledging God every day. We should be.
Oh, yes, we used to.
That's why this word says, shame on you to think that you're any better than the next person. You still got a couple of tweaks that I'm working on.
My goodness,
glory to God. He is an awesome God. And after that, pray and ask God to lead you to a good household of faith where they're teaching the unadulterated truth, so you can come into a better knowledge of who God is and the life he has for you.
Yes.
And more importantly, he loves you. He loves you.
Yes.
He loves you. He is a merciful, forgiving God.
Yes.
And after you do that, God's going to direct your path and send you to a good household of faith. Some of them are still on Zoom. Some of them on Block Talk Radio like me right now. But there are churches that are opening their doors, and you just look for God to lead you to one of those churches. So you can continuously, because I'm telling you, you'll be changing daily and you won't realize you've changed. He's just taking all that junk off you, creating in you a clean heart, renewing the right spirit. And when your friends see you, they go, something different about you. You go, what? I'm still me. No, you're not. No, you're not. Now you're an ambassador for Christ and you look that way.
Yes.
And you say, well, I'm dressed the same. It's not your clothes that makes you different.
Come on,
it's your heart.
Yes.
That's what God looks at, your heart. Your clothes could be as good as they want to be or as bad as they want to be. God ain't looking at any of it. What did he tell Samuel? He said, I don't look at man the way you do. I look at their heart.
Yes. Thank you,
That's
God.
All I see
Thank
is their
you.
Heart. You pray that prayer and let God do the rest. But you've got to reach your hand out so he can help. And he's going to grab your hand and lead you the rest of the way. It's not going to be easy because you're thinking in your mind, oh, it's going to be a piece of cake now that God's in my life. No. There's some bumpy roads ahead.
Yes,
the difference
it is
God will be with you.
Amen.
Yes, and so if there's 12 bumps, because God is with you and his angels are encamped around you, you may only hit 5 of them. But the 5 may hurt so bad you think you hit all 12.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't. You only hit 5 of them.
Amen.
Why? Because if he don't let you go through some things, your faith won't ever get built up.
That's right.
And besides that, sin is already in the world. Sin is going to attack everybody. Sin is going to try to take everybody down. So none of us are exempt, not even the child of God.
That's
but
right.
God is there to to help us come through it all. Amen. And to lighten that blow that's coming towards us.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you.
Back to you, Evangel Silva.
Amen. Praise be to God. It was a wonderful, wonderful word this evening, Pastor Kathy, on this Holy Thursday. I pray that all of our listeners got something out of it and not to be so judgmental, because even if a person is not saved yet, you still pray and ask God to touch that person's heart to one day that they will say, "What must I do to be saved?" So we're not supposed to judge anyone, because the only judge is God himself. So he who judge shall be judged. And just like my poor, I love the book of Jeremiah, because Jeremiah just weep for all his people. Especially he weeps because they complain so much. And when you complain so much, and a lot of those prophets back in those days, they thought that they were the ones that was doing all the healing, and they were the ones that, you know, was leading the people. But no, it was God doing it through them. So you can't take credit for something that belongs to God. And it was just beautiful. And I want to thank Pastor Stephen for being on. And I want to thank 619-772. I bet that person hung up after you told them to mute themselves. So they didn't get to hear the message, but I thank God that they did tune in to listen. Amen.
Amen.
So I just want to close us out on behalf of my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, my co-host, Sister Barbara, and all of the Fivefold Ministry. And also we want to continue to keep Apostle Mother Wiggins lifted up in prayer, and that God will strengthen her where she needs to be strengthened, and that
Amen.
He will heal her where she needs to be healed. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless each and every one of you, and for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. And on that note, we are going to bring, rise on up out of here. Praise be to God. Here we go.
Kingdom of God. like Jesus is calling you. Oh, 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 rise into the light, the
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 104.